Unit 6. The Sad Life of an Old Man.
Oh, yes, I remember. We were conducting a survey into the needs of disabled people in the borough in which I work in London. And we got a request from an old man to go along and see him in connection with this survey. Well, some of the people that I'd seen on the survey before were really quite poor and lived in very bad housing conditions.
Yes.
They were also tended to be elderly and to really have some quite bad disabilities. So I was quite prepared for anything I thought that I might meet. Anyway, I went along to this house, and it was not at all what I'd expected. It was a large house and really had an air of faded gentility about it. It was in a part of the borough which had once been quite fashionable. I knocked at the door, and the old man, Mr. Sinclair, came to let me in and showed me into a back room which he lived in. The rest of the house, I think, must have been shut up, and he was just living in one or two rooms.
Extraordinary.
Anyway, we started the interview, which I had to conduct with him. And he was very, very willing to talk, but he never stopped grumbling. He grumbled about young people, about the rising cost of living, about the government, about how the area had gone down, and so on and so forth. He didn't seem to have a good word to say for anybody at all.
Got a real chip on his shoulder.
Well, he was. He was a really grumpy old man and not very likeable with it. But he was rather frail and in his 80s. And I just accepted that perhaps, you know, he'd had a hard life in some way and hadn't really resolved it. Anyway, I left the house and went back to the office, wrote up the interview, and didn't think any more about it. And then about a week later, I got a phone call from him saying that he thought he'd left out some important things about himself that I should know. And would I go and see him again? So I explained that it was a survey that we were doing and that it wasn't really very usual to go back and see somebody a second time. But if he felt it was really important, then of course I would go.
Yeah.
So I went along. And exactly the same thing happened as had happened before. He showed me into the back room and he started grumbling again. And this went on for about half an hour. And I began to wonder why on earth he'd asked me to go back a second time.
He didn't tell you anything new about himself?
Well, after about half an hour, he started. He said, I expect you wonder why I've asked you to come back.
Quite.
And I said, well, as a matter of fact, yes, I do. So he said, well, I think I should tell you a bit about myself and perhaps explain why I seem to have a chip on my shoulder, which took me back a bit, you know. Anyway, apparently he had come from a family which was really quite well-to-do, but not spectacularly rich. And his father had had a small grocery business and had supported his mother and his two sisters. Well, his mother and father both died quite early on in his life, and he took over the business.
Oh, yeah.
And it fell to him, of course, to support his two sisters.
Yes.
Well, gradually the business began to flourish. He opened up new lines in the shops. He brought in some foreign foods and he acquired new premises.
He really built the whole thing up.
Well, yes. He didn't become a multimillionaire or anything like that, but he was certainly very comfortably off. Anyway, one of his sisters got married. The other sister emigrated to Australia. But he himself never married.
He just stayed on in the house by himself.
He stayed on in this house, which had been the family house, for a number of years.
Completely alone?
Completely alone, yes. And he really cut himself off from his friends or friends of the family because he was giving all day, every day, to the growth of this business. So he kept going for a number of years, But eventually, of course, he began to grow older. And with age came arthritis.
Oh, dear.
And gradually the condition worsened, and he became more and more in pain, more and more frail. But he still battled on, I think, for a number of years.
Yes.
But eventually he was forced to give up. And it left him completely alone. He was still, of course, well off.
Yes.
But that wasn't in itself enough. And while he was telling me this, he was so upset, because he'd remembered, when telling me, the excitement and the thrill he'd felt when he was completing these transactions, of what it meant to be both powerful, respected, and really somebody of note in the area. Whereas now he was old, frail, in pain.
He'd lost everything.
Yes, he had. His neighbours were very good to him, but it wasn't that he wanted. Mm. And I felt so helpless, because it wasn't that he needed more money. It wasn't that he really needed visitors. He didn't particularly want visitors.
No.
What he wanted was to be young again, and to be in a position of building something up and seeing the results from it.
Oh, what a sad story.